guess.
I was born ready. Did you know that about me?
You're also a wild animal who can breathe underwater.
No, I'm a wild animal who cannot be tamed.
And can breathe underwater.
I used to be able to breathe underwater.
Oh, right. You no longer have that skill.
I don't know how I lost it.
Yeah. I don't know how you lost it either. Maybe it's because you never had it.
I'm sorry that you don't believe me.
I'm sorry that I don't believe you, too.
You're not sorry.
No, I would love to believe that you could breathe underwater.
I used to be able to breathe underwater when I was little.
I'm pretty sure that's impossible for a human.
Maybe I'm not human. Did you ever consider that?
No, because you are.
No. Oy. I could be part fish. My gills could have not gone away when I was born. Don't be so practical. It's unattractive.
Is underwater one word?
Yes, it's a compound word.
Well, then that's how you weird me out. I can breathe underwater.
I'd say a lot of things that weird you out. This is Shut Up Weirdo.
Wait,
on
what
w-
does that even mean?
FMU East Orange.
Are you going to do the station ID right now?
Almost. I'm hungover.
It's 2:17 p.m. Michelle's hungover, so it must be Friday. Time for Shut Up Weirdo.
It must be a day.
I'm Frangry, and that's Hangover Michelle.
It sucks being hungover in your 40s, man. It's not easy.
It sucks. Yeah. It's
no weird. Way. Remember when you
I was going
like,
to say it sucks at any time, but no, you're right. It gets
when you were like
way worse.
19, I could drink till like 5 in the morning and then go take a test.
Yeah, you were fine. I did. I actually did that with the SATs once.
And you're like, aced it. Ivy League University, here I come for that art degree.
Glad my mom paid for that.
So, what's up? Ew, this chair sucks. I got a nosebleed today. Life is really hard.
That chair's better. You complain a lot, Michelle.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Oh, God.
Don't.
Well, you're listening to Shut Up Weirdo. My name is Frankie, and I'm babysitting Michelle today. Why don't you sit down? Do you need some juice?
Ugh. God damn it.
What's wrong now?
This chair is too tall.
If you can make it lower, right there on the side. See what I mean?
Not working.
It's painful.
You know, like when your feet don't touch the ground and you want to kill yourself?
Rest them on the footrest.
No, it's my knee. I have bad knees, dude. Snowboarding accident.
What else is wrong, Michelle?
Where do I start? I don't know. I thought I'd...
Is that your feet kicking because you can't reach the floor?
I thought because I ate a lot of raw meat this week, I would be doing okay.
Maybe now you just have the meat sweats.
No, I don't have meat sweats. I don't complain a lot.
Wow, it's like we've been on the air for 5 minutes. You complained the whole 5 minutes.
I didn't. My chair sucked.
And you're doing it now.
Give me something better to talk about.
All right. How about the topic?
What is it?
Weird me out in 4 words. Like, I can breathe underwater. That's a compound word.
Mm-hmm.
201-209-9368. Call us. You know what we need to prepare ourselves for emotionally? Summer.
I had some thoughts about summer.
We need to prepare ourselves emotionally for summer. The lull. The lull is bad.
Let's talk about it off the air.
I know what your thoughts are, and it's not going to happen.
We'll see.
It's really not going to happen.
I mean, it could happen.
We've already been given a no.
No one gave me a no.
I've asked, and it was a no.
What do you... I mean, you can't really tell me what to do.
Well, Well, yeah, but then it's just a way bigger decision.
Yeah. Well, let's not talk about it right now.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is Weird Me Out in Four Words. You're listening to Shut Up, Weirdo. We need two more calls and then I can answer.
201-209-9368. Call now. 201-209-9368. What are you doing this weekend?
Hanging out. What are you doing?
Partying, hanging out.
Cool. Good talk. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
I see dead people.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I know your address.
That's like Bennett.
That's four words, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. So,
that is Bennett. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you doing? It's Camp Town Tom. How are you?
Who?
Camp Town Tom.
Do you know him?
I think he's on the comments board.
I called it a couple times. Anyway, the first thing that came to my mind in the Weird Out thing, and it is four words, is I want a tracheotomy.
What's a tracheotomy? When they take out your throat box.
Why would you want that?
It's just to weird you out, right?
Oh, right.
I don't want it. I'm just trying to weird you out.
Why the hell would anyone ever want that?
Why'd you think of that?
That's weird that you even thought of that.
How'd you think of that?
I don't know. The first thing that came into my sick head.
That's so strange.
You're weird, dude.
Right? There go the show. Thanks, show.
How do you spell that?
T-R-A-C-H-E-O-T-O-M-Y. Tracheotomy.
A-C-H.
No, that's not right.
I can't spell.
I like how you just got real excited at the end like you were at the third grade spelling bee.
Well.
Use it in a sentence.
I've limited
what, tracheotomy? I would like a tracheotomy.
Meaning. Country of origin.
What's your name, buddy?
My name's Tom.
Tom, you're really weird, so you're on the list.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. I don't like this topic.
Already?
It's just people calling in saying random things. No?
Isn't that like every show?
But this one's more random than normal. Because the more random it is, the weirder it is.
Let's give it a try. We've only had two
calls. You did spell it right.
What?
Yeah. T-R-A-C-H-E-O-T-O-M-Y. Yeah. Now everyone's writing it on the comments board.
Go me.
201-209-9368. Weird me out in four words. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. This is real life.
That was him weirding us out, I guess.
Okay.
Have a good one.
These are weird.
These are stupid. Hi, you're on the radio.
Had threesome with Barry Manilow.
Gross. Maybe we should change the topic.
That's five words.
Not good, but that is like really weird.
That is
true.
That's six words.
He rejected me.
What do we do?
Keep going. Let's give it three more minutes.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's Ian from a couple weeks ago.
Hey, Ian.
Hey. So mine has a compound word. It's smell my belly button mole.
Belly button is most definitely not a compound word.
It's a one word.
It is?
Yeah.
There's no way.
I think it's one word.
I think it is, yeah.
That's gross, though.
Yeah.
I think we should change the topic to compound words.
Your favorite compound words.
Yeah, let's do that. You guys, belly button is two words.
It is?
Yes.
Not even hyphenated?
No. You can only hyphenate two words when they're modifying a noun.
Sorry, Ian. All right.
Grammar police.
What's a dangling participle?
A participle? Dang, you got me on that one, girl. I don't even know. A dangling participle must be when you end a sentence wrong. But I don't know how.
I don't either. Look it up.
Okay. Let's just do a grammar lesson. Dangling. A participle intended to modify a noun that is not actually present in the text.
Yeah, give me an example.
Okay, I'm trying to get one. Dangling participle.
Sounds
Wait,
so
can I tell
nerdy.
You something you're really lame? So I'm on Oxford Dictionary's What is a Dangling Participle webpage, and guess what the header image is?
What?
A shoe dangling on, like, a wire.
Creative.
So, born in Russia, his most famous opera is... But that's just an incomplete sentence.
What?
That was an example.
That's not an example.
Yeah.
Is what?
Hold on, that's just an incomplete sentence. This is very complicated.
That's why no one understands
it. I would need to read this page to understand it.
Nah. (201) 209 9368. Do you understand it yet?
Oh, I see. So here's an example. Now almost 7 months old, doctors said Katie will be fine. So when you read that, now almost 7 months old can apply to the doctors or to Katie. So it's a dangling participle.
Wait, read it again.
Now almost 7 months old, doctors said Katie will be fine.
But a seven-month-old doctor?
Well, obviously, it's you know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
But the right sentence should be, doctors said that Katie, now 7 months old, will be fine.
Would you let a seven-month-old doctor operate on you if it was, like...
life or death?
Yeah.
I guess. If it was life or death, I'd probably just operate on myself. Probably smarter than a seven-month-old.
Maybe it was a genius.
Like Doogie Howser?
Yeah, like Doogie. And
Did you used to watch that?
I did watch Doogie Howser.
Wow, this show has taken a really weird turn. So should we do compound words?
I don't know. I don't know what we should do. I thought...
Hi, you're on the radio.
This ain't really my I love you girls. I know it ain't, like, freaky or nothing, but, I smoke cigars, drink beer, and drive a truck. Not all at the same time, but between all these dangling parts and compound fractions, I'm, like, totally lost on what you guys are talking about tonight.
Well, it's good that we're educating you.
Yeah, I'm, like, brain dead. I'm, like, embalmed from the neck up, so trying to educate me is really going to be tough. But you girls are great. I'm laughing. So keep it up anyway.
Keep it up anyway.
No, but you girls are great.
You guys suck tonight, but keep it up anyway.
Thank you. Hey, you're making me laugh. That's all that matters.
That is
Thank
all
you.
That matters. Have a good one. Is that your zine?
Uh-huh. I brought my zine with me on the air.
Punk.
50 cents. You want to look at it?
Yeah, man. What's your zine called?
It's called Dagger.
It's punk.
This is number 7.
Issue 7?
It's July, August, and September of 1988.
Is it a Rizzo print?
Yes.
I don't know what that is. That's what all the cool kids are doing.
Look how small the type is. Nobody's reading that. My favorite compound word is...
Someone's reading that. Thurston Moore's in it.
Scapegoat.
Did you just think of that or you looked it up?
I looked it up.
What's mine off that list?
Ooh, that's a good game. Hold on. Hi, you're on the radio. I will answer you.
Do not offend me.
I can't guarantee I won't. Hi, you're on the radio. No? 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 Okay. Yours is grandfather.
You're a bitch.
Okay, no, for real. Yours is... Oh, this is fun.
Don't get too excited.
Oh,
You're hanging up on everyone?
I broke the phone! It won't hang up on this guy. There's so many. 201-209-9368. What's your favorite compound word? Yours is hamburger.
Cheeseburger.
That's not on the list.
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know. For some reason, this list of compound words is divided by compound word list number one, compound word list number two. But there's no rhyme or reason as to why, like, what puts them in which grouping. It goes all the way down to compound word list number
9,000.
14, and then after 14, it says compound word list new.
Huh.
Wash rag is on the new one.
Huh, it's a good one.
Bug spray. That's a compound word?
Yes, because bug is a word and spray is a word.
But, yeah, but why wouldn't you just keep those two separate? Like, who decides which ones are compound words and which ones are separate?
Oh, that's me.
Oh, dear God. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Bug spray.
Hello?
Hi, turn your radio down.
Okay.
What's up, dude?
What's up?
Did you call for a reason?
You told me to call. I called.
Oh, dear God. Hi, you're on the radio. I give up.
Hi, you're on the radio?
This is a bad one. 201-209-9368. Tell us about that time you got slapped.
Oh, man. It's one of these shows.
I think it's one of these shows.
Change the topic every 5 minutes.
Well, if none of them were sticking.
201-209-9368. Call us and tell us about the time you got slapped. I think we've done this.
Yeah, I know we have. Wait, hold on. Robin says her favorite compound word is food bed. Which is funny because it's two separate words.
No, it's one word.
We've fought about this from day one.
Mm-hmm. I food bedded really hard this week.
I wine bedded a lot. Oh, hi, God, you're on
I
the
can't
radio.
Stop wine bedding, wine walking, wine.
Pneumono ultramicroscopic silico volcano coniosis.
That's not a compound word.
It's a complex word.
Superfragile. What is it?
Try it again.
Supraphragicalistic espialidocious.
Not it. Try no, one more no. time.
Supercalifragilistic espialidocious.
I think if you sing it, it might be easier to remember.
You just
pneumonoultramicroscopic.
She's talking to me.
Volcano coniosis.
That was good, dude.
I can say it real fast.
Yeah, please.
Volcano coniosis.
Say it again. Can you say it in a demon voice?
Say it like a little girl.
What the hell? That wasn't
that
like
wasn't
a little
girl
at all.
Try a little girl again.
That was like a Broadway actor.
I don't have a voice for a Broadway actor.
No,
you just did one. Now do a little girl.
Now do it as if you were a cloud.
Do it as a what?
A cloud.
That's a good one. Good one, Michelle.
I don't know what that... A what?
Figure it out.
A cloud.
A cloud. Like...
Yeah.
All
right. How would a cloud say it?
That's like how a stratus cloud would say it. How would a cumulus cloud say it?
No, that was cumulonimbus. Okay.
That was not cumulus.
That actually was not cumulus.
Stratus.
Try cumulus. Cumulus is the fluffy one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cumulus.
He's not good at the cloud thing.
We'll give you one more time. Try it if you were a hurricane.
Now if I was a hurricane?
You resorted to sound effects.
Yeah. It was a good effort.
Try it if you were an oak tree.
Good one.
You guys are tough.
No one's ever said that to me before.
Someone said that to me at work today.
Right at my fingertips, and you throwing me for a curveball that I was not ready for.
That's what this show's about, bud.
Curveballs. Is that a compound word?
Curveball.
Yeah. It's a complex word. That's what I said. I said it's not a compound word. It's a complex word.
Guy.
All right. Bye, guy.
Bye, guy.
I was done talking to him.
I could tell. Someone wants to know if I've ever slapped a man for getting fresh with me.
Hmm.
No.
Not even with sex play?
I've punched a man.
Hmm.
Never slapped a man.
Hmm. Have you ever spanked a grown man?
Yeah, of course. What the hell? Haven't you?
It's just so embarrassing. To blow my nose.
It's not my fault they misbehave. I need to, too.
I'm doing it. I got a really bad nosebleed today.
Do it in the mic. Doesn't sound so bad.
No nosebleed.
Is it green?
Nope.
201-209-9368. I don't really know what our topic is right now, but I don't think I really care.
Mm. Well then, no, you win, right? No one's losing. What's for dinner?
I don't know. I live on the Upper East Side this week.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, are you still interested in dangling participles?
Sure.
So, you know, what it is really, it's like when a verb...
Yeah, we know already. Do you have an example? We need an example.
Oh, okay, how about this? Like, eating a banana... I saw my friend John in the park. So,
but who was eating the banana? You or what? John?
No, because you're not saying while I was eating a banana. So that's left out.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
What's the dangling part?
The dangling is eating. Eating is like it's
eating
a verb,
the
but
verb.
It's being used as an adjective in a way to like describe something else. So you're leaving out the noun. You're leaving out the subject.
The subject.
Which is you. So it's sort of dangling out there.
No, the subject is there.
No. Like eating
what's
a
the
banana,
subject?
You.
No.
You.
I, in that case.
What's that? Yeah, but you didn't. No, but you say, I saw my friend in the park while I was eating a banana. Then it's not dangling.
But while isn't the subject.
I is the subject.
Yeah. So yeah. The subject is there. You just said we were leaving at the subject. That's incorrect.
No, the participle is what's dangling.
I cannot believe this is our show right now.
What's that?
Nothing. This is a really good show.
I know. I love this show. WFMU is the best, by the way. You guys are totally, totally awesome.
This is so weird. This is the weirdest show we've ever done.
Are you still doing the four... weird words?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. How about Donald Trump is president?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
What's your favorite compound word, though?
My favorite compound word...
grasshopper!
It's probably a word that I couldn't say on the air.
That's not a compound word. Does it start with M?
Yeah.
Does it end with ER?
You're right. That's not really a
That's two words, buddy.
That's one word.
No, that's two words.
Not the way
it's
I
really
spell
not.
It.
It's really not. I've always seen it as one word.
It's one word.
Not the way
can't
I spell it.
Either, can you? Can't say it in Spanish.
No.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, bud.
Hi, you're on the radio. God help
Hi.
Us.
Hi. So we're still doing the compound word thing, right?
Sure, why not?
Because, okay, awesome, because that last conversation was not so sexy. And I have a word that is both funny and sexy.
Let's hear
Ready?
It.
Ready? Underwear.
Ooh, funny and sexy.
See? Hold on, there's a cup over here. I got to put the phone down.
What?
A cop.
Cop, yeah. I listen to you in the car. With my whole family. Actually, we look forward to it every Friday. So I know that
your whole family?
That's what you're supposed to say when you see a cop.
What family are you with? Did your mom think this show's funny?
She probably would. She's a weirdo, too.
Oh, nice.
Are we all?
You know? But my vote for compound word is definitely underwear.
Okay, buddy.
It's glorious.
Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is the weirdest show we've ever done.
It's not that weird. We've done weirder.
We have?
I could say we've probably done weirder.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
I don't know. How are you?
I'm stuck in traffic and kind of entertained by your radio.
Kind of?
Okay, very entertained.
Thank you.
But I'd like to say something to you.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's why you called.
My tongue, your body.
Pretty sure that the answer to that is a big F no.
Why not?
Because of your voice? Listen, somebody sent me a D pic on Snapchat this week, so I have no tolerance for that nonsense right now.
Who?
I don't know who. I don't know him. I just got a D pic on Snapchat.
Can I see it?
No, I don't have it. I blocked him in every way I could possibly block him. I felt, like, so mad. I can't even tell you the feelings I had.
You've gotten D-pics before, haven't you?
Ones I've asked for from someone I'm sleeping with.
It was just a random one?
Yes. And it wasn't even hard. It was, like, a soft one.
Why would anyone do that?
I don't know, because men are weird and gross. Nothing. It was just the pic. It was horrifying.
I think that happens all the time.
I've never gotten one of those before. I was so mad, I can't even
tell
you.
Not even on OkCupid or anything?
No. I'm angry.
Did you report him?
I blocked him, and I wrote why.
You could report it.
I don't think I could. I could only block, and then I said inappropriate, whatever.
Flag as inappropriate.
I flagged that as inappropriate and tiny. 201-209-9368.
Red flag.
I'm so mad right now.
Why?
Because I don't understand why dudes think that's okay.
Because they're dudes.
It's so gross. Would you ever do that?
No.
Exactly.
But I'm a woman.
Yuck.
With class.
With what?
With class.
Hi, you're on the radio. Yo, you're on the air. Are you there or what?
Hi.
Hi.
So are we still doing compound words?
Sure.
Does lollygagger count?
What?
Lollygagger.
I don't know what that is.
It's someone who just, like, hangs out. Right?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Like
a loiterer. Like a nicer word for a loiterer.
Lollygagging, you know?
Yeah.
Out there, not really doing anything.
I mean, that's kind of what we do on this radio program.
Yeah.
Oh, you find the irony in it.
Oh, the irony. Well, he said sweatshop. Why'd you bleep him?
I thought he said sweatshop.
But even slut shop is okay to say.
Oh. I thought you said slut shop.
No, sweatshop.
Sweatshop's a good one, actually.
And how about a bathhouse?
Ooh, bathhouse is a good one.
You do like your compound words, sir.
I use them every day as much as possible.
Forever is a compound word.
Not
wow.
Really.
Yeah.
How is it not a compound word?
I don't know. It just isn't.
Well, funny, because the internet just put it on compound word list number 13.
The internet's a lie.
Boardwalk. Waterfront. Jellyfish. Coffee Are you maker. Sure? Ballpark. Waste basket?
No one says waste basket.
No.
Okay, I'll give you that one. School bus?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I'm running out.
Moonscape.
Oh, romantic.
All right, buddy, have a good one.
You.
Wallpaper?
Yep.
You don't like any of these?
I do. I like slut shop.
I don't think that's one of them.
Oh.
Teaspoon.
Mm-hmm. I just realized our mics weren't very high.
Yo, you're on the radio. What's up?
Hi, Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Hey, Ted. What's up?
Hey. I remember when we learned compound words in school, and I immediately liked the word pineapple.
That's a compound word.
That's a good one, Ted.
Yeah, but now I like firecracker.
Ooh, that's mine.
Fireworks?
Like, I love the word firecracker. Remember that movie Firestarter?
Ooh, yeah, with Drew Barrymore?
So good.
Oh, my God, yes.
I gotta go home and start a fire with my mind.
Yeah,
excuse me.
Too. Is that like breathing underwater? Underwater is a compound word.
It is. Please don't mock me and my skills.
I'm not mocking you. I think it's cool. Wish I could do it.
I mean, I can't do it anymore.
Weekend?
There you go.
All right, Ted, have a good one.
Have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. It's your friend, the know-it-all.
Huh. Oh,
listen.
Here we go. He's going to school us on participles.
If you like pineapple, you'll like grapefruit. That's another compound word.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it as much.
And I like wallflower.
I do like that one.
Isn't that a great word?
Yeah, that is a good word.
And here's a good one, too. It means wedge-shaped tongue. And it's a Latin word, and you know it. It's cunnilingus.
Every time he has to
it's
pull
a compound
some
word,
comment.
Wedge-shaped tongue. A lot of people don't know that.
Well, now they do because you just told everyone.
In other words, foreplay goes back to the Roman times. You know
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
I had to make up a word for it.
Jesus.
You don't believe it?
It's not that we don't believe it.
It's just,
it's
like,
your delivery.
It's
your
exhausting.
Way.
I'm sorry.
Listen, are you like this in, like, everyday normal conversations?
Are you hamming it up for the camera here?
I think I gotta play to my audience there. You expect it of me, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we like it.
Well, you know, I got highbrow, lowbrow, midbrow. I try to hit all bases.
So, there. Like, when you're at home chilling on a couch, hanging out with a lady, just chatting, are you like this? Oh, God.
Yes, I am, actually.
Poor
thing.
The
last time I hung out with a lady 10 years ago, I was like there.
Wait, you haven't hung out with a lady in 10 years?
I guess that shows you it wasn't effective.
Yeah, I wonder why.
So, you want to hang out with me?
Absolutely not. You drive me nuts.
I hang out with you. Your radio.
Yeah, I hang out with you for an hour every week. Day. Michelle, do you want to hang out with him?
I have too many people I'm hanging out with right now.
Yeah, seriously. Like, you would drive. I would murder you, probably. Chances are.
But how long would it take?
About 5 minutes.
Oh. Manslaughter. There's a manslaughter.
Well played. Well played.
Good one.
I like that one.
Yeah,
that was good.
Do I win?
No.
No. Asking if you win is like asking someone if they love you. You don't do that.
You know, I have your T-shirt, by the way, and I wear it proudly.
God. The new one's going to be amazing.
And the hoodie, I was wearing it out at in Montclair at Wellmont Theater, and someone shook my hand. He goes, "Oh, an FMU fan, give it here."
I love using my FMU shirts to make new friends.
So me too. I wear my hat.
I wear my hat and I walk down the street and guys always go, "Cool hat."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Thanks, man."
FMU rules.
Is that what you say?
Logo.
FMU rules.
FMU rules, bro.
I'm proud.
All right, have a good one, know-it-all. His manslaughter joke was good, though.
That was good.
Well done.
Delivery
well done,
nice.
Know-it-all. Well done. The weird part is we're off the hook.
It's not weird.
It's not? I don't even know what we're doing.
We have three topics.
You're on the radio.
Hi, how you doing, gals? I know that guy. Don't go near him.
Who are you talking about? Can you turn your radio down,
Mr.
dude?
Know-it-all.
Why are you giggling like you're murdering someone?
Oh, no. I've had to,
too many?
Speak to the man and say, "Go away, weirdo, for real."
All right, well, I'm saying that to you. Hi, you're on the radio. I'm sorry,
hey,
that was
you?
Like, that person was either super annoying or like too weird for us. Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio. What's up?
Not too much. How are you?
What's your favorite compound word?
All right, compound word. My God. My favorite is bushwhack.
Is that a real word?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
All right, that's a good one.
Cool.
Is mushroom a compound word?
Not really.
But mush is a word and room is a word.
But I think no.
But that's what a compound word is.
But it's...
it's two words together that mean something else.
I know what a compound word is.
So why isn't mushroom a word?
Why don't you look it up? Is mushroom a compound word?
Yeah, ask Webster.
I don't think it is.
I think it should be.
Me too.
Just like Butterlicious.
Not like Butterlicious.
Why not? Or Dumbbell.
Dumbbell probably is one.
But this is a link word? Trap. I had to click a link to see the answer.
Did you get Rick Astley or whatever?
I think I just got Rick Rolled.
Rick Rolled, that's what it's called.
I just flew into a trap of links, you guys.
Oh, my back itches. I can't reach the spot.
Do you want me to get it?
No, I'm just going to try harder.
Okay. You guys, is mushroom a compound word or what?
Robin will know.
I know who would know.
Is a compound word.
It is?
Yes. I like it. That's my favorite one, then. I love me a mushroom.
Really?
Yeah, I love them on pizza. They're delicious.
I don't like them on pizza. I like psychedelic mushrooms.
Yeah, definitely like shrooms.
Why are you laughing?
It was funny the way you said psychedelic.
Psychedelic mushrooms, baby.
When I was growing up, my mom, when we ordered pizza, she would always get black olives and mushrooms. So now when I eat pizza, I like it on my, I like it with some mushroom.
Mm-mm. I like ground beef on my pizza, though.
Ew.
Ground beef.
I ate steak tartare twice this week.
I'm going to eat some tonight.
Where?
I don't know.
No, you're not.
Why not?
Copycat. I like
it sounds good.
Pizza. Copycat's a compound word.
Is it? Well done, Michelle. Oh, so I'm not supposed to eat anything you've eaten this week?
Well, I mean, you can.
That's really hard to do, though. I'm sure I've eaten something else you've eaten this week.
I ate a lot this week. I can't stop eating. And I drank all the wine. All of it.
Oh, my God. I've drank wine every night in bed at Shruti's house, luxuriating on the Upper East Side.
Did you get wine on our expensive 300-thread count sheets?
No, I'm a grown woman. I don't spill.
You never spill?
I mean, I do, but not at someone else's house.
What if, you know, like when you're lying down really, really low, and then you gotta get the...
Yeah, but then you get a sippy cup.
Oh, I don't need a sippy cup. I'm
a straw.
Adult. Clearly, I'm an adult.
You get a straw.
It makes you drink too
I
fast.
I think sippy cup's a compound word.
No, you do a little Pilates, roll your head up, and then you lay back down.
I have crumbs in my bed.
All right, well, nice talking to you. We pretty much just left him on the air while you and I talked.
He liked it.
Eyeglasses. Wow, I don't know how we got to this place where our topic is compound words, but this is where we are and I like it. Sideburns.
We're supposed to go skeet shooting soon, you know.
Yeah, when Ken gets back, right?
Yeah, it gets warm out.
Handgun.
There you go.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have a compound word, and it's my favorite compound word because it's the only word in the English language that starts with H-E and ends with H-E.
Starts with H-E?
Headache!
H-E.
Headache.
Damn it.
Yeah! Headache.
Okay, bye.
I'm never good at that stuff.
Headache.
I was so proud of myself.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Eyelid.
All right, you can just keep naming them.
When I'm thinking of them, because I have a list in front of me. That was on list number 8, in case you were wondering.
It's not fair, you have a list.
Foreskin is on there, too. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Buttercup?
Nothing much. I couldn't think of something I rhymed.
That was a compound word.
I got
my favorite compound word. Can I use it in the form of a dangling participle?
Please do.
Participle.
So I watched my friend Joe do a sick jump off of his bike. What a badass.
I don't think that was a dangling participle.
You don't think so? I thought it was, because I mentioned, like, two nouns, and it was like...
No, you should have said...
Me or Joe, you know?
What a badass. Wait. Hold on. Say it again.
I watched my friend Joe do a sweet jump off of his bike. What a badass.
No, my friend Joe is the subject, right? Friend?
Wait, so if it was a dangling
participant,
wouldn't it have said, what a badass? I watched my friend Joe do whatever.
No.
Yeah, you have to...
Oh, because you're like, I'm watching this. I'm such a badass watcher.
Yeah, right, yeah, it's got to be like, it could go either way.
Right.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Bruce.
A for effort, Bruce.
Bruce, you're on the list because we love it when people put two bad topics together.
To make a super bad topic.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
We love that. Even though you didn't do it right.
Yeah.
You didn't do it totally right, but whatever. What was it again?
Badass. Badass.
All right, you're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt.
Cool.
Badass Bruce.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Can't stop burping.
Me either.
I ate a killer cheeseburger a couple days ago.
Hookup.
Damn. I haven't hooked up in a while.
Oh, Michelle!
I said a bad word.
Oh my god, that was the first time you've done that.
No, it's not.
It's not?
Mm-mm.
Damn. I loved it. I loved it.
It just slipped out. Eight.
Moreover?
What does that mean?
It's a compound word.
What does it mean?
Moreover.
Like M-O-O-R? Like a more?
M-O-R-E-O-V-E-R.
What does it mean?
It's like also.
Is it like move over?
No, it's moreover.
Like I'm gonna more like, over you?
No, it's like I'm feeling so tired today. I'm so hungry. Moreover, I'm also nauseous. I just made that up. I don't think it's right.
Moreover, I don't get it.
Airplane. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite compound word?
Well, I would say one of my favorite ones to throw in there is hoodwinked.
Ooh,
that's
good,
a
one.
Good one.
That's pretty snazzy, right?
Yeah, yeah. What's your name, buddy?
My name is Patrick.
Patty, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Oh, my God, your excitement was so cute. Have a Aww, good one.
You're sweet.
All right, bye.
Oh, my God, that was so
He's
cute.
He's sweet. I like him.
At least he wasn't commonplace.
Wow, dude.
It's almost the weekend.
It's not fair that you have the list in front of you.
I'm going to go ride horseback.
Bareback.
Nearby. That's a compound word.
Did you have horses growing up?
I ride the subway home.
Oh, God.
It's northeast from here. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Who's winning?
Super sensitive. That's one of them. Who's winning? We got Bruce and Patty. Patty. My buddy Patty. Yo, you're on the radio. What's up?
Hey, favorite compound word, poop shoot.
That's not a compound word.
Can you say that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, what's well, your favorite compound word?
Compound word, sweetheart.
What?
Ready?
What?
He said I have a compound word, sweetheart.
Summer salt, motorcycle, hot horseback.
Well done. They call me sweetheart.
He did
I hate
call
that.
You sweetheart.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Ladies, it's Michael from Chicago.
Hello, Michael from Chicago.
Oh my God, I am so excited.
Have you ever called before?
I have not, but I'm a big fan. So, are we doing the compound words or are we doing the four?
Whatever.
We're doing compound words at this point.
So, can I say scumbag?
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Michael from Chicago, you're on the list with scumbag.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
Cute. Bye.
Have a good one.
He seemed nice. He seemed like he had a job.
Health insurance?
Definitely. Man shoes and all.
He's not an underachiever.
He's not underemployed either.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Slap chop.
What?
Slap chop.
Slap chop?
Never heard of that one, buddy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls. It's Rooster and Scott.
Hey, hi, Rooster. Hey, hi, Scott.
Michelle.
Yes?
Scott has a message for you. He said there was a time in your life when you were breathing underwater, and it was before you were born.
And after.
When you were a fetus, he's saying.
And after.
Right.
Well, okay.
Exactly. So what's your compound word?
Compound word. Uh-oh, that's not the way Scott told me. Scott said, weird me out in four words.
Yeah, we can do that, too.
We can do that one for
Scott.
We
did that one for like 5 minutes in the beginning.
Oh, okay. I'm not prepared for what.
No, it's okay. Do the other one.
We'll take the other one.
Okay, well, Scott says, I'm wearing your underwear.
Oh, Jesus.
Scott.
No. Yeah, well played, Scott.
Do you have one, Rooster?
Make America great again.
No, no. All right, Rooster. Thank you. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Listen, I found my ultimate favorite compound word.
Your ultimate favorite?
Nothing's better than this one.
What is it?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Pancake.
Oh, there you go. That is a good one. You're
right?
So proud.
I love it. It's my favorite one.
Good.
201-209-9368. I found my favorite compound word. What's yours? Call us and let us know. Overalls?
That's not one, is it?
I don't know.
Heartbroken?
Oh my God. I think that's two words.
Is it?
I think so.
Feels like one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Weird.
Okay, so I have two.
I'm snoring.
Okay.
Slumdog.
Slumdog.
Mm-hmm. What's your other one?
That was the dumbest movie ever.
What's your other one?
Popcorn.
That's a good one.
All right, have a good one.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Call us at 201-209-9368. I don't think we've given the number out at all this whole hour.
No, we have.
Okay. Our topic tonight is, what's your favorite compound word? Apparently. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. I have a compound word for you.
What is it?
Bullwinkle.
Ooh, good one.
That's a good one.
All right, buddy, have a good one. What about blackmail?
Good one.
Or teenager?
Ooh, scary.
Yeah.
That one's so scary.
Are you watching that show?
Yeah, I told you I was.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm only on episode 3.
I am starting that one tonight. Hi, you're on the radio.
Maybe I'm on episode 4.
Freeform.
Oh. What's your name, Smarty Pants?
Michael.
Michael with Freeform, you are on the list.
Yeah, Michael from Boston.
Listen Michael at the end Boston. Of the hour, Michael from Boston. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up? What's your favorite compound word?
My favorite compound word would be armpit.
Ooh, I like that one.
I like that one,
Listen,
too.
Listen, do you guys know that armpits turn me on?
Yeah.
Oh, how did you know that?
Because we've talked about it before. We like the pheromone.
Yeah, the smell.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I love to nuzzle in an armpit.
I like that funk.
I don't like the funk.
I like the funk.
I don't know what I like about it.
What'd you say about deodorant?
Oh, I don't put on deodorant. I just have the natural smell going on.
No, I don't like that. Michelle likes that, though.
I do.
I like a mix of, like, 40% natural smell, 60% deodorant.
Axe body spray.
I'll take that. I'll take any of it. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite compound word? Could it be bookmark?
It's actually going to be my daughter's middle name, Tiger Lily.
Aww. That's so lame and so cute.
I don't think it's lame. I think it's cool.
All right, have a good one.
Tiger Lily was the name of that slutty Indian in Peter Pan who tried to steal him away from...
I don't remember that.
Really?
From Tinkerbell? Another compound word?
What's the other
girl's name? Was he married to Tinkerbell?
No, no, no.
They don't have, like, a love affair?
No, that other one.
I don't know.
Nancy?
I don't know. Isn't she a child?
So's Peter Pan.
Oh, he is?
He's a boy who will never grow up.
Like all my boyfriends.
Much like all the men in Williamsburg.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. Would bitch slap work?
Yes.
Works for me.
I like it.
Yeah, I like that one.
All right, have a good one, buddy.
You too. Take care.
What about underbelly?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like somewhere you want to just, like, rest your head and nuzzle.
I feel like it's something I want to eat.
Like pork belly?
Yeah. Ooh, a whole pig would be good. Wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. I'm hungry. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, my favorite is flawless.
Mm-hmm. Much like your voice.
Much like it, yes.
Have a good one, buddy.
Later.
That was crazy.
People are crazy weird, huh?
Yeah. Jellyfish.
Lots of animals are compound words, huh?
Good
lots
night.
Of foods. Oh, yeah, good night. There's only 5 minutes left, dude.
Newborn. Catwalk. Uptown.
Downtown. Midtown.
Inside.
Town.
Outside. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite compound word?
Cold cock. Okay.
It's not dirty.
I don't know. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite compound word?
Oh, good. I'm glad you're talking about that. Barnyard. Barnyard.
Ooh. Yes.
Just our food, as well as the fields and the gardens, and also the seas. How about barnyard?
That's good a good one. Are you a farmer?
No, I'm not in this. No, I'm not. No.
Not in this life.
In a different life.
Yeah.
I like barnyard.
Totally understood.
I like a wine with a barnyard.
Same. Barnyard floor taste, a little bit like poop.
I wouldn't
barnyard,
say that.
Oh,
like hay, like dirt.
Barnyard, yeah, like I want to feel like I'm licking a saddle.
Yeah.
An old barn.
Yeah.
Leathery.
Ooh, I want to have a nice glass of wine tonight, like a $20 glass of wine. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Let me talk to you about prepositions. People were talking about prepositions.
Dangling participles.
Oh, dangling participle. I'm sorry.
We like prepositions, though.
I'm sorry.
That's
what,
okay.
What are you saying?
We like prepositions, too.
Oh, the deleted preposition annoys me. People delete their preposition to seem dramatic.
How
like
dare
what?
They?
Like what? Give us an example.
I hear it on the radio all the time. On AM... On the AM talk shows, they delete the prep. Rush Limbaugh, who's the other, the later in Hannity.
Uh-huh.
They delete the preposition to seem
but,
dramatic.
Like, but give
I'm
us an example.
Carefully.
Give us an example. Give us an example.
Oh, it happens all the time. So I can't. I just stir it up. I stir it up unconsciously. The deleted preposition.
Okay, have a good one.
Thanks for calling.
Do I have another call?
One.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Steven Crutchfield, and my favorite compound word is superstar.
Superstar, well done. Steven was at my work retreat with me last week.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, we're best friends now. Hi, Steven.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
Bye, Steven.
Bye.
Have a good one.
We're done.
All right. The winner is, do we want badass, hoodwink, scumbag, or freeform?
Freeform.
Michael from Boston, you're the winner. Send us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at wfmu.org. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah, yeah!
You're right.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio. You're on the radio. You're on the radio.
What the hell? I think that line's broken.
Immediately. Is it broken?
No.
Makers!
I hate it how they did the homie Jinx. I hate it how they like my cousin Twitch. I hate it and I know life is a bitch with a pretty face and a slim waist. Tempted. But I moved different ever since I got caught slipping on a dough mission. Man, listen, let's go. Yeah, these little dudes will hit your ass up for a box of chicken and some J tickets. It's real out here. Ain't no love out here. Keep talking all your business. They passing it around, selling all of their homies. Yeah, that's right. Meanwhile, you laughing like it's all good.
You
with
know the streets don't love no one.
Not a living soul or a dead one. Relative, brother, or a stepson. I bred some. Not proud of it, cause the outcome of it.
You know the streets don't love yeah. no one. Everybody your man when you're getting dope. Everybody your team when you on the block. But do greater than them, watch the love stop. You know the streets don't love no one. Everybody was down when you did the crime. And everybody got caught and now they dropping down. Thought he was your man, now you're doing time. You know the streets don't love no one.
Not one person, I made all of you since the King James Version. Thank God for God, we take time to pray, they taking time for mine. And now the police help it. In hell and hell and hell, the help is hell sent. What? Where are the parents? They selling our soul in the streets. Where are the sheriffs? The president returned with a question. Where is the justice? Our yesterday's getting erased. We fighting for nothing.
The streets don't love no.
Back to the block again. Somebody got raised. Try not to get shot again. 88 shots from twin Glocks. We try not to send promises. Broken over politics. I set the new precedent. They reset the clock again. I never wrote the New Testament. Nah, I wrote rhymes in it. DV, alias Christ. BLW, double O, flow nice, water to wine. Don't hate, cause I drank from the vine. And don't listen when the streets try to sell you a lie.
No, be careful who you crew with, with whom you issue. I was not even foolish, even went to middle school with. Same dudes thought I was cool with, turned Judas. Bestie put the dagger in my back at two Brutus. They don't even ride for money, niggas kill they bros over holes. Jealous when the next man bubble in town. Snitch and bring empires tumbling down. Genevieve's lust, Luciano's crown. Damn, homie, there's enough food to go around. Dog rather give me parvo euthanized in the pound. God rather see me starving for a yard on lockdown. Niggas hate to see you falling, they praying you shot down. Attenuate, but spit on your headstone. Street life ain't right, nigga, you did wrong. Some of these niggas lost the code and went renegade. But we the renaissance, we were stand center aim, blah.
You know the streets don't love no.
Yes, it's up to Celsius, and I'm in Connecticut. Nah, I'm in Schenectady. Tell my niggas rep on me. Get inside the SUV, run into the next city. Rubbing on the big titties. Tell her she could fuck with me. Yes, I'll hit your exit. You be talking about you want money. Yes, you just be frontin'. I've been chilling with my niggas for the whole damn night, and we still get right. Yeah, we still get hype. Yo, never get hyped, cause my niggas still fight. Yup, drove down Merrick and I passed every light. Damn, might get a ticket, but you know, and we kick it. Yup, yeah, and I'm trying to lick it, but then I'm trying to stick it. Yup, boy, I've been committed. I've been killing for a minute, and this flow is so vicious, man. It's wash them like the dishes. Tell them, meet me at the picnic. Yogi Bear's here, nigga. This a new year, yeah.
Once again,
they get hyped up.
Check in.
yo, fly like the frisbee that flew. Oh yes, it's true, we the hometown gods, the magnificent few. A gift rap, how he spittin' to you. When he erase a knot at Indiana Pacer like he dribble, he shoot. He spit classics, flows is gymnastics. You tell how he float through the bars and swim classics. Gold medal fences, don't pedal to the benches. Just ride off, you can carry steam, don't medal senseless. The max that'll tip off, a clap hit your head in your back and slap a clip off. Wavy like a jigsaw, back like I'm 6'4 in the playoffs making layups. Getting laid up, opponents making pay up. I'm asking, when the lights is off and metal blasting, a casket. Wake up in the morning, where your ass went? Fly like it's New Year's, cops wanna cool here. Niggas getting locked if they lock this a few years.
Venom on the production.
Venom on the beat.
Yeah.
Get your man.